An Idle Mind is the Devil's Playground. Audiobook, copyright 2023. Story and characters authored by Michael Jason Allen. Writers Guild of America West, Library of Congress, copyright 2015. Narration by Kip Rosser. Chapter 1. The leaves have just seen their final color change of the fall, and winter is fast approaching. A lot in the world is happening in this November of 1960. However, there isn't much going on in one particular four-level home, three high and one below, which occupies a secluded block of the West Bellevue District in Syracuse, New York. It is an older, large, yet quaint home that says it's too big for any one person alone, but actually, come to think of it, it may not have adequate room for the coming hours. As of this moment in this house resides one occupant, Siddharth Kotler, or Sid, has lived alone in this house for decades. Sid is a retired musician, a classically trained product of Ithaca's Conservatory of Music. He didn't choose a traditional instrument to wield his musical talent before. He instead opted for an unconventional and rather strange instrument in not only its sound, but its operation. The theremin is a musical instrument that one would play without touching. It has two antennas protruding from a wooden box. Inside the box are guts powering electromagnetic fields, and those signals being interrupted by the distance and oscillation of a person's hand waving about outside of it. This theremin instrument creates a sound that evokes an air of spookiness or a scare factor when heard. A sound of horror for many, but a sound of beauty and serenity for others, such as Sid. Sid comes from a refined, well-to-do lineage. He has maintained those habits and behaviors, no doubt the way that you or I have maintained aspects of our behaviors. He is an only child, and his parents long since dead. As a thereminist, Sid was a pioneer, in a sense, in that he carried the instrument to greater heights than had been anticipated within musical societies. Successful recordings of his theremin-driven compositions have afforded him the ability to enact a necessary seclusion to save his sanity. You see, Sid Kotler, albeit the genius he's renowned to be, suffers from a condition known as anthropophobia, a nervous, fear-driven irrationale that suffocates the mind of one's logic. It compels one to fear social interaction, public visibility, and people in general. Sid has suffered from this for quite some time, but it has progressed in its hold on him. Commanding his handcrafted custom theremin, a glorious box carved from mahogany with brass-plated initials SK on the visible panel, is his only reprieve. Well, that and the medication he has relied on for years. At this point, Mr. Kotler hasn't been outside the doors of his home in 13 years. The interior of his house remains meticulously kept as if he doesn't use anything. It's not the mess that one would expect from a retired bachelor who lives every waking minute of his life in this one locale. All alone, without a soul to see him, he retains his compulsion to dress in his best attire. His slacks and shirt are always impeccably pressed, his glasses without a speck of dust or a flake of skin. His antique furniture is clean, polished, and in working order. His windows are spotless, at least from the inside. Not a crumb on counter or table. The only transient items throughout the house are his medication bottles of lysergic acid diethylamide lithium to help him with his clinical psychosis. At the time, an experimental clinical drug to treat legitimate mental illness. Sid's dresser is stocked with other light medications, oils, cotton balls, and decanters of scotch and bourbon. On this late morning, Sid plays the theremin but stops for a second, as he believes he hears a strange sound at the second floor window behind him. He peers over his shoulder and is satisfied that the sound is a bare tree branch scratching at the window from a breeze that seems to be concentrated on his property more than the rest of the block. He continues playing. His spectacular home is encircled by a neglected landscape of dead trees, uneven patches of live and dead grass, and a broken Gothic-style gate that welcomes no one to his front entrance. In an otherwise perfectly manicured neighborhood that one would expect of this mid-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?